Welcome to Zichud Dafsim Mani Member Avram Goldhar and their Masechah Sota Daf Test. The first parakamakana. The Zichud Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazaka Satoro. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa, Sota Nasna Ineha Bemisha in Ruila. The Sota set her eyes on one unfit for her, Masha Bigsha Lonitimla. What she saw was not given to her, meaning she becomes prohibited to the adulterer even after leaving her husband, Masha Miyadna Natulumi Mena. And what was in her hand, they took from her, meaning death through the waters or becoming prohibited to her husband through confessing. She called Nosin Edom Masha Inushalo, because anyone who sets his eyes on what is not his, Masha Mavakish Enosinlo, what he seeks is not given to him, Masha Biyadu Notin Hemenu, and what is in his hand, they take from him. The Braisa continues that the same held true for the original Nachash, that it set its eyes on Chava and had relations with her. It didn't get what it sought and lost what it had. Instead of being king of the beasts, it would now be the most cursed. Instead of walking upright, it would go on its belly. Instead of eating mankind's food, it would eat dust. Instead of killing Adam through eating of the tree and marrying Chava, there would be enmity between serpents and women. The Braisa lists 10 other people who exemplify this principle. Pointing to the next mission, teaches more examples of Mida Geneged Mida. Shimshon Halach Achar Einav, Shimshon followed his eyes. Lafichach Nikro Plishtim as Einav, therefore the Plishtim gouged out his eyes. Because Avshalom was conceited about his hair, he was hung by his hair. Because he consorted with 10 of his father's concubines, 10 lances were put into him. Because he stole 3 hearts, meaning by fooling his father, Basin, and Klal Yisrael, 3 staves were thrust into him. This principle applies for the good as well. Miriam himtina la Moshe sha'achas. Miriam waited 1 hour for Moshe at the Nile. Afikach nizaku la Yisrael zayin yamid b'midbar. Therefore, Klal Yisrael waited for 7 days in the desert when she had saras. Because Yosef, the greatest of the brothers, honored Yaakov by leading his burial procession, he was honored by being buried by Moshe, the grace in Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Beinu in turn was honored by being buried by Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And pointing with you, Rebbe said, Imali nikrishma Delila, even if her name had not been Delila, Ruya Haisa Shetikra Delila, it would have been fitting for her to be called Delila from the word weakened. Dildala is Kocho, she weakened his strength. Dildala is Libo, she weakened his heart. Dildala is Masav, and she weakened his actions. He explains, she weakened his strength, as it says, Biyasa Kocho Ma'alav, and his strength left him. She weakened his heart, as it says, Matera Delila Kihigla is Kolibo. And Delila saw that he had told her all that was in his heart. She weakened his actions, because the Shechina left him, as it says, and he did not know that Hashem had left him. The Gemara wonders how Delila was certain that he now had told the truth, since he had been untruthful several times before. Rav Chanin said in the name of Rav, Nikarin Divrei Emes, words of truth are recognizable, such as here, were explained why he grew his hair long and refrained from wine. Abai said that she knew the righteous Shimshon would not say Hashem's name in vain, so when he said, Nazir El Kimani, I am a Nazir to Hashem, she knew he spoke truthfully. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. It was taught in a brisa, Sota Nasna Einehob Misha in Ruila. The Sota set her eyes on one unfit for her. Masha Bigsha Lo Nitin La, what she sought was not given to her, meaning she becomes prohibited to the adulterer even after leaving her husband. Masha Biyada Natu Mimena, and what was in her hand, they took from her, meaning death through the waters, or becoming prohibited to her husband through confessing. Shekol Nosin Einav B'Mashe Einu Shalom, because anyone who sets his eyes on what is not his, Mashe Mevakish Ein Nosin, what he seeks is not given to him, Mashe Biyadu Natu Hemena, and what is in his hand they take from him. The Braisa continues that the same held true for the original Nachash, that it set its eyes on Chava and had relations with her. It didn't get what it sought and lost what it had. Instead of being king of the beasts, it would now be the most cursed. Instead of walking upright, it would go on its belly. Instead of eating mankind's food, it would eat dust. Instead of killing Adam through eating of the tree and marrying Chava, there would be enmity between serpents and women. The Braisa lists 10 other people who exemplify this principle. Pointing to the next mission, teaches more examples of Mida Geneged Mida. Shimshon Halach Achar Einav, Shimshon followed his eyes. Lafichach Nikro Plishtim as Einav, therefore the Plishtim gouged out his eyes. Because Avshalom was conceited about his hair, he was hung by his hair. Because he consorted with 10 of his father's concubines, 10 lances were put into him. Because he stole 3 hearts, meaning by fooling his father, Basin, and Klal Yisrael, 3 staves were thrust into him. This principle applies for the good as well. Miriam himtina la Moshe sha'achas. Miriam waited 1 hour for Moshe at the Nile. Afichach nizaku la Yisrael zayin yamid b'midbar. Therefore, Klal Yisrael waited for 7 days in the desert when she had saras. Because Yosef, the greatest of the brothers, honored Yaakov by leading his burial procession, he was honored by being buried by Moshe, the grace in Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Beinu in turn was honored by being buried by Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And pointing with you, Rebbe said, Imali nikrishma Delila, even if her name had not been Delila, Rui Haisa Shetikra Delila. It would have been fitting for her to be called Delila from the word weakened. Dildala is Kocho, she weakened his strength. Dildala is Libo, she weakened his heart. Dildala is Masav, and she weakened his actions. He explains, she weakened his strength, as it says, Biyarsa Kocho Ma'alav, and his strength left him. She weakened his heart, as it says, Vetera Delila Kihigdala is Kol Libo. And Delila saw that he had told her all that was in his heart. She weakened his actions, distalik shchina mine, because the shchina left him, as it says, v'hulo yada ki Hashem sar ma'alav, and he did not know that Hashem had left him. The Gemara wonders how Delila was certain that he now had told the truth, since he had been untruthful several times before. Rav Chanin said, in the name of Rav, nikarin divrei emes, words of truth are recognizable, such as here, were explained why he grew his hair long and refrained from wine. Abai said that she knew the righteous Shimshon would not say Hashem's name in vain, so when he said, Nazir El Kimani, I am a Nazir to Hashem, she knew he spoke truthfully. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Tes, and her standard Simmer is a teapot, because teapot begins with a T sound, and a Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, and then got her fancy gray shadel stuck in a tree because she was so conceited that she could afford to go to the shadelmacher called Delila. So once again, in slow motion, the jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot. That must be one Daf Tes. The jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Sota nasne eineha b'misha einu ruila, the Sota set her eyes on one unfit for her, masha biksha lo nitinla, what she sought was not given to her, meaning she becomes prohibited to her adulterer even after leaving her husband, masha miyada natulu mimenu, and what was in her hand, they took from her, meaning death through the waters, or becoming prohibited to her husband through confessing. Shekola nosen eina b'masha einu shalo, because anyone who sets his eyes on what is not his, masha mevakash einu, what he seeks is not given to him, and what is in his hand, they take from him. So the jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, and then got her fancy gray shetel stuck in a tree because she was so conceited, which reminds us, the next mission teaches more examples of mida keneged mida. Shimshon halach erche einav, Shimshon followed his eyes, lefikach nikru plishtim es einav, therefore the plishtim gouged out his eyes, and because Avshalom was conceited about his hair, he was hung by his hair. So the jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, and then got her fancy gray shadel stuck in a tree because she was so conceited that she could afford to go to the shadelmacher called Delila, which reminds us, Rabbi said, Imalin Nikra Shma Delila, even if her name had not been Delila, Rui Haisa Shetikra Delila, it would have been fitting for her to be called Delila from the word weakened. Dildala is Kocho, she weakened Shimshon's strength. Dildala is Libo, she weakened his heart. Dildala is Masav, and she weakened his actions. So once again, the jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, and then got her fancy gray shadel stuck in a tree because she was so conceited that she could afford to go to the shadelmacher called Delila. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.